the Creator? Where'd He come from?
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the book, The Genesis Solution. Well, how do you answer people, Ken, when they try to stump you with a question, well, where did God come from?
You know, it is important for Christians to be able to give reasons for their faith, including the answer to this one. If we declare there's an infinite God who created all things, we need to be able to defend our faith. In fact, we're told in Romans that there's enough evidence in the world to convince everyone that God is creator. This evidence is obvious. We know that cars and airplanes don't just get here by chance. Somebody made them. When we look at the complexities of life, we recognize that there has to be an intelligence behind them because life is built on information and a code system. The Bible tells us, in the beginning God. In other words, the infinite creator has always been and always will be. This is the most logical scientific statement you could ever make. You see, if you don't believe in God, then you have to accept by blind faith that matter by itself arranged itself into a code and complex information systems. So where'd God come from? God wasn't creator. He is the infinite creator.
And does that mean that God also created the dinosaurs? And if so, was it millions of years ago or just thousands? Ken Ham answers those questions in a free booklet available on our website, answersradio.com.